Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
All right, so yeah, our next speaker is from the Anti-War Committee of Chicago. Everybody, please give your love to Andres.
From Palestine to the Philippines and the U.S. war machine. All right, y'all, I'm a member of Anti-War Committee, but I'm also a member of Pilsen Alliance. I'm involved with the March on DNC outreach efforts. I've been involved in a lot of different things that's going into this convention. Palestine is our generation's Vietnam. We are literally going through the same shit they went through in the 60s. And at the same time, these Democrats, they ain't listening to us. While all these things is happening, they just announced that they're going to give $20 billion in arms sales to Israel. I got a question for these Democrats. Y'all remember 2020 when we wanted health care, when we wanted universal child care, when we wanted free college for all, when we wanted housing for all? What did y'all tell us? How are you going to pay for it? Y'all just spent $20 billion in war. How are you going to pay for it? The Democratic Party is in denial. They continue to ignore the extreme, overwhelming opposition to the genocide of the Palestinians. Report after report is coming out that there's a genocide going on. As we speak, people continue to be killed day by day, hour by hour, and these people, these Democrats, these... All right, I just got the green light that I can curse. All right, look. Every day, these people are getting killed. And they're going to have a convention celebrating themselves. Do you know how crazy that is? How crazy can the Democratic Party be? How crazy can you be to celebrate yourself while your money, while you are actively funding the genocide of a people? How crazy can you be to celebrate? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with this Democratic Party? What is wrong with the people who are voting Democratic Party? What is wrong with you? Do you not see what we've been saying these past 10 months? You don't see what we've been out here every single day. We've been protesting. We've been trying to do the way that y'all want to do it. We've been voting. We've been doing everything. But y'all still, what is wrong with you? What is it going to take? How many more videos do we need? Y'all lied about babies being beheaded. But the videos, the actual videos of Palestinians being beheaded is still coming out. Yep. What more do you want? All I know is these past couple of months show me that the Democratic Party, it is the embodiment of liberal fascism. Yep. It is the embodiment of liberal colonialism. It is the embodiment of liberal racism. Yep. It is the embodiment of liberal imperialism. These are all systems of oppression.
That's right.
They just got a different face, and that face is the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah.
We will continue to resist. We will continue to apply pressure. We will continue to oppose this pro-war, pro-genocidal, pro-imperialist, pro-colonial Democratic Party. The Democratic Party needs to wake up and look at yourself in the mirror. This is what you represent. You are the embodiment of racism. You are the embodiment of colonialism. You are the embodiment of imperialism. You cannot hide. We see you.
That's right.
So on that note, I just want to end it with saying I got one message. We got a message for CPD. We got a message for the Democratic Party. We got a message for the entire United States, if y'all want to follow me. The whole world is watching. 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 The whole world is watching.
All right, so real quick, before we get back to the other speakers, Hatem Abudeya of USBCN has some updates.
So we got a basic report from the hearing just now. So if you remember in the morning, what we reported was that we had a really horrible series of letters that we got yesterday from the city. We called it, being blindsided. We called it dirty politics. And what they said was that we could go to the Union Park on Monday and on Thursday, but we cannot put up any sound or any stage or any portable toilets or any tents or canopies or anything. So basically, what we said earlier and is the most important element of this is that those are content-based restrictions.
Yeah.
They're basically saying to us, we know you're going to talk about Palestine. We know you're going to talk about liberation for Palestine. We know you're going to demand that the Democratic Party stop supporting genocide, that they stop all U.S. aid to Israel, and that you're going to talk about the complicity of genocide Joe Biden and killer Kamala Harris in this genocide. And we don't want you to do that. And that is an egregious violation of our First Amendment rights. And so immediately we filed an emergency injunction to keep the city from being able to implement those restrictions on us. That was what we thought that would be addressed here today in the hearing, but we knew that the judge would need to give the city a chance to respond, and that's what she did. The city will respond by 12 noon tomorrow, and then at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow, two and a half hours after the filing from the city, there will be an in-person hearing at Dirksen Federal Building, where the courthouse is, in room 2503. So 2:30 tomorrow at Dirksen, 2503, everybody and anybody and everybody that can be there should try to be there. 12 o'clock is when the city will respond to our emergency filing that said that the city is violating our First Amendment rights by keeping us from talking about Palestine. And all the other incredible issues that are important. I know that the focus is Palestine because we think that that's the reason why they don't want us to be talking. It's because of Palestine. But of course, as everybody already knows, it's important to say it again. We have organizations and organizers that are discussing issues and movements from across the social justice movement in the United States. Reproductive rights, women's rights, workers' rights, immigrant rights, black liberation, the movement against police crimes, the movement for police accountability, LGBTQ rights. All of these issues are being addressed next week at the DNC because all of those communities are also frustrated and sick and tired of this Democratic Party, as Andres had eloquently stated, and they know that the Democrats have taken our communities for granted for far too long. So everybody, we're fighting the good fight.
That's right.
We're not accepting any of these restrictions from the city.
Right.
We need you to continue to make those phone calls.
Yep.
To the chief operating officer right here in the building here. We need you to come to the hearing tomorrow. And the most important thing is open up those phones and those black books, if anybody still has black books, and call everybody that you can possibly call and say Monday, 12 noon at Union Park, regardless of what any permits say, we're gonna be at Union Park at 12 noon on Monday, August 19th. We've said it from day one, we will say it forever. They cannot restrict the people's movement. They cannot repress the people's movement. We will be there. We will chant Free Palestine. We will say stop U.S. aid to Israel. And we will hold the criminal Joe Biden and the criminal Kamala Harris and the criminal Anthony Blinken and the criminal Jeffries and Schumer and Pelosi and Durbin and Duckworth and every single one of those Democrats in the top leadership who have the blood of 40,000 Palestinians on their hands. We're going to hold them all accountable next week. So it's so important. It's so important that we continue to mobilize. We got buses coming from Minnesota. We got multiple buses coming from Michigan. Multiple buses coming from Wisconsin. We just confirmed a bus, maybe two, that is coming from Cleveland and Youngstown and Columbus, Ohio. So people from across the Midwest, people from Seattle and California and Washington State, people from New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and Maine, people from Georgia and Florida and the South and the West and the East and the Midwest, they're all going to be here. Tens of thousands of people throughout the week to stand with us, to stand on the side of justice, to stand on the side of liberation for the Palestinian people. Thank you very much. Yeah. So I'm going to answer on the mic as well. So go ahead.
That's
my WGN. Are you talking about Union Park?
Union Park, okay. Yes. They said they don't want to set up all the stage and all of that. Vehicles would have to drive in and out of the park, and they think that's unsafe.
Okay. So I would ask, why is it not unsafe? Why is it unsafe for them to do it for our protest, but it's not unsafe for the trucks to move in and out of Millennium Park and Grant Park and the place where they have Lollapalooza a week ago, or where they have concerts in other communities across the city, right? That's what we mean when we say it's a content-based restriction. They're not saying trucks are gonna cause violence to all the hipsters at Lollapalooza, right? They're saying trucks are going to be a safety hazard for Palestinians at Union Park.
Yeah,
that's the essence of it.
Yep, that's right. I think I read an update from the call from the court hearing that the federal judge wants the city to present information on other rallies in other parks and what's being allowed and what's not. Do you hope that if they look at that comparison and there are other areas where they have
support? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that they're not going to be able to find that they've shut down anybody else. They're not gonna be able to find that they've forced these restrictions on other actions, other protests, other concerts, other festivals, any of that. You know?
So at this point, if you cannot have large speakers, do you have to resort to using what you have here? Will they allow you to bring these in? Have you heard?
They said, the letter says no sound, no amplified sound at all. You know, so I'm assuming that means not even this. But remember, like this is okay for 150, 200 people. It's not going to be okay for thousands of people. You know, we need to have professional projected sound. And, you know, luckily we found a company that's been really great to us. But, you know, they're waiting on a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 contract. And they're just got to, you know, they can't do a thing about it. They're just waiting for, you know, the city to say, yeah, now we'll decide that you all, you all can uphold your First Amendment rights.
Last thing on the porta potty issue, is the city having those? Are they putting those out there? Because otherwise, I need to be out there all day. That's like inhumane to not have a place to use the bathroom.
That's right.
That's a perfect question for the COO. Honestly, he's the one that's got to answer that, right? You know, how could you not have porta potties for thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people for 6, 7, 8 hours? Way longer than that. We're going to be there at 6 in the morning setting up. The program starts at 12. It's going to last an hour and a half to 2 hours. There's going to be a 2-hour march. The thing's not going to wrap up till 5, 6 o'clock. We're going to clean the park. Hundreds of people are going to stay there to clean the park, make sure we get rid of all the garbage. And they're going to say, you know, you can be there for 12 hours and you can't use the restroom. So that's a question for Johnny Boy. Any other questions?
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Palestine will be free!
Please give your love to Jess Sundin from the Twin Cities Coalition for Justice.
So, I'm with Twin Cities Coalition for Justice. We are a branch of the National Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. Folks from the Twin Cities, folks from Alliance chapters across the country are coming to Chicago. Some of us are already here, but the rest are on their way. In Minneapolis, we got folks coming on trains, on planes, in cars, on the mega bus, on the charter bus. We are coming. Hundreds of people are coming, and we are not coming to talk to ourselves.
Right.
We are not coming to whisper.
Right.
We are coming to be heard.
That's
right? The reality is what we need to say is important.
Yeah, that's right.
What we are coming to say needs to be heard.
That's right.
We're with you, Chicago. We are not going to let these city officials silence you, and we're not going to let them silence us.
That's right.
We're going to march. We're going to shout. We're going to rally, and we're going to bring some sound.
Yeah.
The fact is, The only way to end this genocide is for us to make them. The Palestinians gotta fight in Gaza and the West Bank, and we gotta fight here. And on Monday, that means we're going to Union Park, and then we're going to the 578 Park. We're going everywhere we need to go. We're bringing the sound. We're bringing tens of thousands of people, and we are saying, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Viva, viva Palestina!
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 USA pays!
Israel bombs! USA pays!
How many kids did you kill today?
How many kids did you kill today?
Hello, my name is Erin Boyle, and I'm speaking today on behalf of National Students for a Democratic Society. We're all here today to denounce the political repression the Coalition to March on the DNC is facing in our efforts to hold a family-friendly demonstration outside the DNC. The city has recognized our right to be within sight and sound of the convention, a victory made possible only by our fight. But now we want to push further and demand a permit which allows us to rally in the park with a stage and a sound system. You know, the things we need to have a rally for tens of thousands of people.
Right.
We must go forward with our demonstration outside of the DNC this Monday, permit or no permit, because we have a duty to the people of Palestine to demand our government stop funding Israel. The movement for a free Palestine is at an all-time high, and we need it more than ever as Israel's killing spree continues with the Biden administration's billions of dollars. Andreas mentioned the whole world is watching from the 68 convention, and just like then, there's a clear right and a wrong. There's a side of greed and of killing and a side of liberation. And we need to be there to show the Democratic Party that what they're doing is unacceptable. And as students this past year, we've held protests, marches, sit-ins, and we demand our universities divest and cut ties with Israel. And as students, we are motivated and inspired by one another's work across the country. And we know that we can only sustain this movement through solidarity, which is key as activists face growing political repression. Student organizations across the country have faced deregistration. Students face criminal charges for using their First Amendment right to be on the right side of history. But we know the way to beat repression is to fight it. Just like the students at UChicago who won back their diplomas, which were wrongfully taken away. We know we have the right to peacefully protest on our campuses. The same democratic right which allows us to get within sight and sound of the DNC on Monday. And whether we have a permit or not, whether our campus organizations are registered or not, our right to protest remains. We will continue to protest on our campuses, and we will be in the streets of Chicago this week. Because from Chicago to Palestine, protesting is not a crime.
Protesting is not a crime.
Chicago to Palestine.
Chicago to Palestine.
Protesting is not a crime.
Protesting is not a crime.
Thank you.
Can you make a statement for WZOD and how the city is jerking you around?
The response by the city would be laughable.
Can you say your name?
I'm Joe Osbaker, Joeiosbaker. I'm with the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. And the city's response, finally, after 10 months since we filed the necessary paperwork to get a permit to rally at Union Park, the city's response would be laughable if it wasn't an act of repression to tell us that we we can gather in a park with 20,000 people, but we can't have a stage, we can't have a sound system, we can't have portable toilets, and we can't have any tents or canopies to shield people from the sun. And their justification for all of this is that all of these things could be used to assault police officers and threaten the participants in the Democratic Convention. They literally even said in their letter that portable toilets could be used to hide weapons and could be torn apart to make weapons. I don't know who gets paid to come up with those fantasies, but it's so stupid that it's clear that they're just doing it to essentially to ridicule us, and the message from them is that our rights to protest, they don't have to respect them.
Does that mean that all future events in public parks will be denied tents, stages, and other equipment denied the march?
No, they're using the excuse of the National Special Security event to muscle up against our movement. They have been frustrated, the police and the city attorneys, who are basically cops in suits. They have been frustrated since October that the Palestinian community and their supporters and our anti-war movement have filled the streets and have disrupted business as usual. They don't like protest. As Arlo Guthrie once said, they don't like resistance, I know. And they said it last night on a big TV show. They are using this opportunity to flex muscle, to express disrespect for our movement, and to try to disperse our protests. But we will not be dispersed. We're not afraid of them. If they don't give us permits, we'll march without permits. The implication of this denial that we received from the city attorneys is that our movement is violent, that our movement is a threat to the interests of the city of Chicago. So they're pointing a finger at us, that we are some kind of a problem.
So when the city had a resolution to calling for a ceasefire, half the city council objected to it, led by the 50th Ward alderperson, Deborah Silverstein. Do you have any comment on that?
Talking violence. Yes, the racism and the mood of violence that has been whipped up by the Zionists and their supporters was, first of all, it has to be condemned. Second of all, it continues to generate hate and attacks on Palestinians and their supporters. Just this week, my old friend Hatem Aboudeya had a threatening letter taped to his mailbox inside of his apartment building. Someone gained access. You have to have a key to get in that building. Someone gained access to his building and left a threatening letter. His name isn't even on the outside of the building. I don't know how this Zionist or Zionist supporter found out Hatem lived there, but he tracked him down and wrote a letter that told Hatem not to protest at the DNC or else. So the mood of racism towards Arabs and Muslims that Silverstein and her ilk have whipped up is continuing to generate that kind of hate.
Zionist fronts that seek to interfere with U.S. democratic process and policy. Do you have any comment on that?
I don't know how this racist found Hatham's home. I don't know how he got into Hatham's building. But I do know that the Israeli security agencies are active inside of this country and intervene in legal matters and in political matters. And, you know, I know from, again, my own experience, my dear friend Rasmiya Oda, who was a upstanding leading member of the Palestinian community in 2013, she was targeted by the Department of Justice with the help of Israeli Israeli intelligence agencies who claimed she was a terrorist. She's an icon of the Palestinian community for her service, her decades of service.
Humanitarian
service and political service. She's a advocate for Palestinian liberation. But they years earlier they had tortured her into confessing to a crime she didn't commit. But you know, her family was already, you know, her dad was already an American citizen. She was allowed to emigrate here and become a citizen. And a decade later, because of the rising Palestine solidarity movement, the Zionists in the U.S. government and the Mossad and the other intelligence agencies, they conspired to put her on trial, subject her to mental anguish, and then deport her. So I know they interfere in our affairs in this country, and I oppose it.
Now, Ben-Gavir and Mokrich openly admit to their fascist ideology. And there is that statement that a famous writer once made about fascism is will come to the United States wrapped in an American flag. I think the...
Was that Sinclair Lewis?
Sinclair Lewis. I think the more appropriate realization is that it comes wrapped in an Israeli flag. Any thoughts on that?
So both the liberals and the Republicans, both Democrats and Republicans, are happy to deploy repression, racism, and anti-democratic measures if it's in the service of the system that they serve and protect. The police departments, of course, everyone knows the history of police departments in America since the Black Lives Matter movement provided that basic history, you know, rooted in the slave catching, agencies in the slaveocracy in the South. The people of Asia, Africa, and Latin America have always known that there was never any velvet glove applied to them. It was always the iron fist. And working class folks of all nationalities in the United States, with each passing year, are experiencing more and more that the so-called democracy that we have is a democracy for the rich. And we've been allowed democratic rights as a luxury, but the ruling class is pretty clear: if their system is threatened, that luxury is gone. So we have to fight for our democratic rights. We have to resist the repression, and that's one of the reasons that this demand of ours for the right to march. Many people who don't agree with our protest are supporting us. People in the mayor's cabinet who do not agree with us on our plans to protest are supporting our right to protest.
As I see it, the larger issue of the constitutional right, the number one amendment, the First Amendment, not just to speak, but to be heard.
Right, right.
And
right.
That's what they're trying to do at this point.
This particular, yeah.
Prevent you from being heard.
You can gather, but you can't have a bullhorn or a sound system that can help the people who are gathering with you to hear what the speakers are saying. So, yeah, well, we reject that, and if they don't give us a permit, we'll show up, and we can't assemble a stage. We'll show up with the loudest bullhorns that we can, that we've got a bunch of them, and we will be heard.
Right. Thank you for defending the Constitution.
It's our duty.
And the integrity and reputation of the city of Chicago.
The whole world is watching.
Thank you.